Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Ann Pross. And first of all, good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, it's time to nominate a potential Athena Award winner. That happens every year thanks to Detter Motor Company. But we need to get people thinking about who might be a potential person for this. So, Ann, you were last year's award winner, and I think you're still sort of thinking about that and glowing in that bath that you got.
You know, it was a surprise to me last year. So, and I suppose that's the neat part of that aspect is really to almost, you know, I was just taken aback. I really, you know, my husband said he can't imagine it, but I was speechless.
Well, we won't go there. So let's talk about if you're going to think about this, what are the criteria? And by the way, it can be a man or a woman. So don't think, even though it's an award for a woman, it can be nominated by a man or a woman, or it actually can be a man too. It can be a man. But let's look at the criteria. Who would qualify to be an Athena Award winner?
You know, and I just grabbed some information off their website because I think that's probably one of the most key things to communicate with people about who is that person who demonstrates the criteria in which they're looking for. So what they're looking for are individuals who demonstrate excellence, creativity, and initiative in their business world, because it was originally started by a businesswoman. It was started back in 1982, and since then, over 6,000 leaders have been able to be awarded this program. So they're looking for those types of things. They're also looking for people who contribute time and energy to improve the quality of life in their communities. And then probably the third criteria that I know that is considered quite strongly is that they're helping other women reach their full leadership potential. So those, I think, are the main three criteria that they're looking for in potential candidates for this award.
I think the last one you mentioned, helping other women reach their potential, is to me the one that makes this unique. I mean, there are lots of people who deserve awards, but this one is unique in that way. You help people move on. So you need to think about some examples. You know, when you think of a person, maybe who helped me move on.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. You know, probably for me, one of the example is Judy Marnin, a previous Athena recipient, and, you know, what a outstanding individual, but also being able to, you know, via my profession, quite frankly, and the job that I fulfill, I have the wonderful opportunity that I do that kind of on a daily basis. And it's really neat as we see, in my case here at Iowa Western, see students coming in and then just grow in their confidence, in their strength, in their knowledge, in their career visions and different things like that. So that helping women reach that leadership potential can be different for every candidate. And that's kind of the exciting part of this. It's open to very broad thinking in that aspect, but how are we helping to kind of nurture others and help them reach their potentials?
Mm-hmm. Very, very well put, Anne. You mentioned that a businesswoman started this, but the Athena name actually has some ancient history to that.
Of course, from the Greek mythology, and it's known for her strength, courage, wisdom, and enlightenment is Athena. So, and it's such a beautiful award as well. It's handcrafted, custom made, so that each are unique along the way. And I think last year at a banquet, that I think many of the Athena awards were sitting there, and they're all, you can definitely see their uniqueness along the way. So it's a beautiful award in addition to that. And, you know, in Atlantic is very unusual because we are actually the only Athena Award that is actually being presented in the state of Iowa. So thanks to Detter Motor Company for their leadership in continuing this effort.
It is an international award, so there are women and men around the world who have had this recognition. And as you say, though, we're very fortunate to be one in Iowa. And it's such a meaningful award to the person who gets it. We need to have people out there doing the nomination, and I'm sure you've looked at that nomination form. That it's not very difficult.
It's not very difficult, but without that, we are not aware of the individuals and maybe perhaps their achievements and what they're doing for their communities. So, and remember, it's not just an Atlantic Award either. We really want to reach this out to reach those individuals that would be able to qualify, meeting those criteria. And without people doing a nomination form, then those folks can't be considered and to potentially be recognized for those achievements.
That's right. Not only is it not Atlantic, it's not Cass County. It's kind of everybody who's hearing us now, who might be coming to Atlantic to do business. I mean, it's the community, the big community. Good point, Ann. So application form, I'm guessing you might have one. If somebody wanted to come in and see you, you probably have a form.
Yep, I bet we could gather one for them. I'm sure the chamber has them. Or you could just go onto the Athena website, and you can grab an application there as well. And it's not all that time intensive to do that, but you do need to be able to gather a little bit of information about that candidate that you're submitting to be able to kind of share your story of how you think they qualify and meet those criteria. So it's something that's important that we kind of take that next step and be able to nominate those individuals who are very worthy.
And that needs to be done soon. The applications are due the 16th of December, and they need to be delivered by hand or by mail or I think even online to the Chamber of Commerce.
Right, and I think it's a great partnership between the Chamber and Dedder Motor Company in which they gather that information and then the award is actually made at the Chamber's annual banquet. So this is a super honor to be a past recipient. For me, it was, like I said, it was kind of a shock at that time when that was awarded to me. But it's neat to be able to continue that tradition. Now, how many years has this been in Atlantic?
I'm thinking this is maybe 11.
Yeah, I think it's right in that range. I'm not quite sure, but what a neat tradition. And again, to reach out to that broader than just our own community, it's that much greater community. So that's the important part right now is we need to share with people is do the nomination form so that that individual who meets those criteria can be considered.
Be thinking about that, getting that finished, and getting it in. And I want to mention that of the nominees, there is a selection committee. This is not chosen by Scott Dedder or by the Dedder Motor Company. This is a selection usually of previous winners, but there may be some other community people involved with that. So it is a selection committee that makes that final decision. But again, be thinking about it. I think you said it well, Anne, in terms of, thinking about your personal experience with someone, as you mentioned, Judy. Think about who's important in your life or that you know is important in other people's lives of getting that goal. Now, let's kind of review that criteria again so that people can be thinking a little more about who they might want to nominate.
Sure. And, as we talk about who has nurtured us in our lives, and that person is more likely than not has nurtured many other people in their roles as well. So that the individual should be able to demonstrate the fact that they have helped other individuals reach their full potential and full leadership potential. Also that they've contributed time and energy to help improve their community and their quality of life in their area. And then also demonstrate excellence in creativity and initiative within a business or profession as well.
So be thinking, get that application filled out. If you have questions, you can, I know Ann would be happy to help you. I'd be happy to help you. We've mentioned Judy Marnin, but there's Glenda Ferrier, and I'm going to forget somebody if I try to list them all, but any of the previous Athena winners would be happy, I think, to help you fill out that application also. So we want to thank you very much, Ann Pross, for visiting with us this morning. And one last word to folks.
Get that nomination in. December 16th is the deadline.
All right. Thank you very much to Ann Pross. And until next time, here's a thought. Encouragement enables. Discouragement disables.